This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. As part of the nationwide Gay Pride celebrations this month, Pride Fests will be taking place in Santa Fe and Albuquerque on the last two weekends in June. The New Mexico Gay Men's Chorus will be a part of those celebrations, bringing its annual Pride concert to both the Highland Theater in Albuquerque and the James A. Little Theater in Santa Fe. Next weekend, June 22nd, through June 24th. And with us this morning is the artistic director of the New Mexico Gay Men's Chorus, Aaron Howe. Aaron, it's great to have you back here.
Thanks so much for having me, Spencer.
I understand that this past season has been the chorus's most successful season ever.
Yes, we've enjoyed a lot of success, a lot of attendance. We did start something brand new this year with our Halloween cabaret back in October downtown. And then our holiday concert was very well attended. We never had such big audiences. And then, of course, we sold out our Valentine cabaret over at the North Fourth. So it was very successful. And I really look forward to what's going to happen here for our Pride concerts.
And why do you think this past season has been a success?
Well, I think that the main focus that we have had is bringing an extremely high-quality program that is very entertaining and meaningful to people, to audiences, not just doing good music, although doing good music is very important, but it's got to touch people. It's got to be something that they can connect to emotionally. Especially the Valentine Cabaret, people said that there was such connection that people made with the performers, and that's really what we go for, and I think that's why people keep coming back to enjoy our concerts.
Oh, that's great. The annual Pride concert, this is an important part of the chorus's mission.
Yes, we our mission is changing the world to music, and during Pride Month, you know, already we've seen some things happening with our president coming out in favor of gay marriage, as well as making a speech about Gay Pride Month. I mean, it's obviously a very important time for gay choruses to talk about and sing about what they really think about these issues. So our concert is going to be going along with that celebration of who we are and what we're trying to do in our community.
And you're going to be singing quite a few songs from the great Broadway musical Rent.
Yes, we are doing actually three different medleys from Rent. I feel like Rent is kind of a musical that gay people connect with, but then the music doesn't just connect to gay people. It really connects to all people because of its themes of the dignity of the human spirit, the bohemian movement that shall never die, and then also just this fact that we really need each other. We can't push people away. We need to stick with each other and make it together as a family.
And membership in the chorus has grown over the last couple of seasons. Why do you think, Aaron, singers want to be a part of this chorus?
Well, I believe that part of it is that we are doing such really exciting material that people are attracted to this kind of music and want to sing this kind of music. But I think one of the biggest reasons why people join a gay chorus, gay choruses have a special place in that they are a place of community where you don't have to feel any sort of, fear that somebody in the chorus is maybe anti-gay or maybe is judging you. And in fact, in our concert, instead of an MC, we're going to have these little stories from members of the chorus about the connections in their lives that they've made and how powerful they were. And some of them are going to be about how their connection to the New Mexico Gay Men's Chorus has really made a huge impact in their life.
Aaron Howe leads the New Mexico Gay Men's Chorus. Its annual Pride concert as part of New Mexico Pride Fest is Friday and Saturday nights, June 22nd and 23rd, 7:30 p.m. at Albuquerque's Highland Theater, and Sunday afternoon, June 24th at 4 at Santa Fe's James A. Little Theater. For tickets or information, go to nmgmc.org. Thank you so much for coming in, Aaron.
Thanks so much for having me.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.
525,600 minutes. How do you measure a year? In daylights, in sunsets, in midnights.